rest of the story. Did you ever wonder who was the world's first dunce? You remember back in school, the slow learner in class used to be called a dunce? Sometimes the teacher made him wear a cone-shaped hat with a big letter D on it. She'd make him sit in the corner. Presumably, the slow learner would thus be shamed into brilliance. But there must have been an original dunce, an unfortunate, dim someone in the distant past who was first to receive the epithet. Volume 3 of the Oxford English Dictionary spends most of a page on dunce derivatives. Dunstum, described as the domain of dunces everywhere. Duncehood, duncely, duncery, dunceical, dunceify. Barely a dozen words coming from that solitary synonym for dimwit. Yet to whom do we owe the original word? It might have been renowned 18th century poet Alexander Pope, the author of the epic tribute to stupidity called Dunciad, but it was not. The word dunce predates Pope by 500 years. So who was the world's very first dunce? Well, I'll tell you. It was a 13th century priest. John Scotus. John Dunce, D-U-N-S, Scotus. John Dunce Scotus. And the middle name for which he's remembered here is attributed to the medieval British village of his birth, Dunce, Berwickshire. He lived in an intellectual climate of highfalutin philosophy known as Renaissance humanism. John wanted no part of it. In fact, John's brainy friends back at Oxford University accused him of being anti-educational. The new Enlightenment was beyond John Scotus, they said. And John agreed. He was happy thinking his way, simply, directly. All of that business about the essence of material things and divine essence of the primary object of the intellect, all of that was just too confusing. According to John, if you were here, that was what mattered. The revolutionary philosophers laughed at him. John was a stick in the mud, they said. He really ought to get with it, they said. But you know something? The reactionary obstinacy of John Dunce Scotus began to catch on, and soon there were many defenders of John Dunce's position, and they were called by the progressive thinkers of the time duncemen, sometimes dunces. Before long, the epithet applied to anyone who resisted higher learning, and eventually to dummies everywhere. And yet, by grace of historical retrospect, we have learned something else about the world's first dunce, and this is something you really should know. It is not uncommon to use the name of an historical figure in describing a personal attribute. One who is benevolent, for example, is sometimes called a Schweitzer. And one who is one with an extraordinary aptitude for mathematics, you might call him an Einstein. And likewise, one who is slow to learn is called a dunce, after John Dunce Scotus. But his legacy is greater than his name. For today's historians, taking all medieval philosophy into perspective, are now calling John Dunce Scotus the greatest of all medieval British philosophers and theologians. And so it is that the man whose name has been used as a synonym for dummy for 700 years, the world's very first dunce, was in fact the brightest one of all. And now you know the rest of the story.